Sunday is the biggest night of the year for movie lovers. Hollywood honors the best movies of 2012 with Oscars for Best Picture, Best Actor and Actress, and on and on. Who deserves to win? And is that likely to be different from who will win? It's always an interesting moment. May I have the envelope, please? The founder of the East Lansing Film Festival, Susan Woods, joins us this morning to give us her thoughts on who the winners and losers might be. Nice to see you again.
Good morning.
This is Tom Long in this morning's Detroit News says that this year's Oscar race may be the wackiest of the past two decades, and there's been an awful lot of drama over who's favored to win, and just the way the whole movie year basically unfolded this year.
Right. Well, I mean, it has been an interesting year. There are a few lockdowns. I mean, there's certain categories where, you know, we all know who's going to win. But then the biggest story is Argo. This is a film that was released in, I think it was in June. It did extremely well. But that's not when you put out a film for an Oscar contention. And now it has won all the major awards. It's won Golden Globe. It's won the Directors Guild. It's won, a lot of New York critics. So now it's favored to win the Best Picture. But the director, Ben Affleck, is not up for Best Director.
What does it deserve, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think my pick would be Lincoln. I think it was phenomenal. I thought it was an amazing film. I've seen all of the films.
That's for Best Picture.
For Best Picture.
Okay.
I've seen all the films except for Django Unchained. And to tell you the truth, I think for director it should be Ang Lee for Life of Pi. But, you know, who am I?
As long as we've jumped right into the Best Picture nominees, let's run through all of them. In fact, the East Lansing Film Festival is screening one of these contenders through next Thursday at Studio C in Okemos, correct?
We're going to be screening it until the end of March.
The end of March. We're talking about Amour.
Amour.
Right?
Now fabulous film.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, it's a two-person film. It's French. It's directed by the Austrian director, Michael Haneke, and it is about two very cultured music teachers where one of them gets a stroke and how the wife gets a stroke and how the husband deals with it. Very, very touching. And to tell you the truth, I think she should get Best Actress, but
it ain't going to happen. And she is whom?
Oh, I'm sorry, Emmanuel Riva.
Emmanuel Riva. Let's run through the other big Best Picture nominees.
Okay.
There's a number of them. Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty.
Right.
Okay. And any comment on that field of movies?
Well, I mean, the big surprise was Beast of the Southern Wild, a first-time film, definitely an art house film. We showed the sneak preview of it. It was very exciting and a fabulous film, but that was the big surprise of that list.
According to the sports book site Bovada, Argo and Lincoln are way ahead of everybody
exactly.
else just in terms of the odds of winning the Best Picture Oscar. Let's go to Best Director. Again, no Ben Affleck for Argo, a pretty controversial omission
yes.
there. What about the others here? Amour's director was
Michael
nominated.
Haneke.
Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Brand New Kid will never get the Oscar.
Ben Zeitlin?
Yes.
Okay. Ang Lee for Life of Pi, Spielberg for Lincoln, and David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. I probably heard more people comment enthusiastically and in kind of a surprised way about Silver Linings Playbook than any other movie this year. You expected big things from Steven Spielberg, but I'm not sure everybody expected a big thing out of this ensemble thing that Silver
right.
Linings Playbook was.
Well, I mean, the most interesting thing about that film is that it's also nominated all four actors. You know, Best Actors, Best Actor, Supporting and Supporting Male and Female, which no other film has. And so that was a big surprise. But it has not won many major awards. Jennifer Lawrence is up for Best Actress, and she might win. Now, see, there's a thing about the Oscars. Sometimes they give the award to an actor who really should have it for another film, but the film wasn't something that you would nominate for an Oscar. So in this case, Jennifer Lawrence did such an incredible job in Hunger Games.
Yes.
So they're throwing the bone to her for this film.
Okay.
I mean, it's a game.
And again, Bovada, the sports book site, has Steven Spielberg's Lincoln way out in front in the best director category.
Right.
So let's look at the best actor nominees. Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook. Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
Lockdown.
Lockdown for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Any other comments regarding the other nominees? Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables. Joaquin Phoenix for
Unbelievable.
The Master.
Okay. Unbelievable acting job. It is so interesting about that, because when I saw the film, I said, this is just out of the ballpark. But acting job, but there has not been one word about him in anything, in any of the contention, because it was such a difficult, role, and also because he's such a difficult actor. So it's interesting. It's all this game playing, you know,
Yeah. And
how much the studios will promote it.
Well, it should be interesting Sunday night. We want to thank Susan Woods, founder of the East Lansing Film Festival, for joining us this morning to stir it all up. Thanks, Susan.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Have fun Sunday night.
Thank you.